This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Fax 989-466-5956. Regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, O-V, B like boy, O, V like Victor, E-E. Date of birth is 4/9/1955. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Bovee, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels in the range of stage 3 chronic kidney disease. The patient actually did see a different nephrologist several times for this condition and requested someone closer to her home for ongoing management of chronic kidney disease. Currently, she's denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no recent weight gain or loss. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she's had a history of edema and did take diuretics many years ago, but has not done so for many years. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She had a heart attack in 2020 and then cardiac catheterization with stent placement in the left anterior descending artery. She has several other blockages, about 50 to 60%, that are being managed medically. Then she had a cerebrovascular accident with right-sided weakness that has resolved, and that was in 2022. She does have multiple cysts on both kidneys that are stable. And she had an echocardiogram that showed a small patent foramen ovale. She also has a past history of kidney stones in anxiety and depression, also hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, she had a tonsillectomy and adenoid removal, and then had to have further repair because there was prolonged bleeding after surgery. She initially had a hysterectomy and ovaries were left, and then they went back in and removed the ovaries several years later. And the cardiac catheterization and stent placement was in 2020. And that's when her lab values appeared to change following the myocardial infarction and the almost complete occlusion of the left anterior descending artery. Social history, the patient smokes 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for the last 50 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, COPD, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and kidney cysts. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to morphine and Effexor. Medications, she's on Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Coreg 25 milligram twice a day. She recently was stopped, Plavix was recently stopped because it was felt she was stable enough not to need that medication any longer. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Xanax, 0.5 milligram three times a day as needed for anxiety. Zinc, 50 milligram once daily as needed. Usually for in upper respiratory infection, she will take that for up to a week and then stop. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Allergy antihistamine once daily. And then clobetasol cream daily as needed for rashes. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 148 pounds. Pulse is 75, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no hepatosplenomegaly, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema, 2+ pedal pulses, and brisk capillary refill. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 11/5 of 24. Creatinine is 1.43 with estimated GFR of 40. Her calcium is 10.5 with an albumin of 4.1. Sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 4.2. Hemoglobin 15.4, normal platelets, white count 11,000. We have labs from 4/5 of 24, creatinine 1.25 with estimated GFR 47, calcium 10, and hemoglobin or white count 4/5 of 24, 10.2. Normal hemoglobin, normal platelet levels. And we have an intact parathyroid hormone, 530 of 24, 93.5. And creatinine was 1.39 with estimated GFR of 41. 6/1 of 24, a protein to creatinine ratio, mildly elevated at 0.22. We have a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound on 4/26 of 21 due to the decreased renal function at that point. Left kidney was 9 centimeters with multiple left renal cysts, and the right kidney was 10.2 centimeters with multiple cysts. No hydronephrosis, no stones were noted in either kidney, and the bladder was distended to 454 cc's, and when emptied, she had zero urinary residual. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which seems to have occurred in 2020 following her myocardial infarction, and the kidneys have been stable since that time in the stage 3A to B range. So we will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. She should continue to follow a low-salt diet. Smoking cessation was strongly encouraged, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.